This is attorney David Famininio. The best way to protect ourselves from an accident is to be informed. That's why we started David's Driving Edge, to provide tips and resources to keep us all safe on the road. Go to getdavidgetpaid.com/drivingedge for more information.
What if everything you learn in history class was only half the story? I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets mysterious. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, paranormal phenomena, and events that science still can't fully explain. On Hidden History, I treat these moments like open case files. Not myths, not superstition, just incomplete explanations waiting for a closer look. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome in on a Thursday, and we now begin. It feels like in earnest, championship week, Big Ten tournament rolling. I hate the new logo, RIP the pinwheel. We'll get to that momentarily, but in real time, Rico and I made a decision. You know, in the first day of Rico's 63rd day on the planet, we kind of looked at each other and I said, Rico, it's going to take everything in my power not to open with that Javi Baez thing. And all of a sudden, we're opening up with the Javi Baez. Are you okay? What's going on?
Oh, no, no, no.
Am I about to get hit with a chair?
No, no, you're fine.
Did Aaron Rodgers sign with the Giants? Is that why you and David are snickering at me?
No.
So let's just do the Javi thing.
No.
And we'll get to the Big Ten tournament.
Yeah. Because he's, you know, the original player.
Oh, man.
He can play any position. First base, third base, second base.
Guys,
Javi will cut your grass. He's Booby Miles.
Let me speak in a language Kenny Cott will understand. Can you smell what the Rock is cooking? A.J. Hinch and the Tigers, they're cooking a Javi stew here. He started today's game at third base and right on cue committed an error. But it sounds like, feels like, seems like they are going to try to use Javi at multiple positions. You know, because if you had a hankering for more Javi, I think the 1901 Society is going to be more than happy to give it to you. You know, as David says during the Big Black Rumors segment, open wide, here comes Javi. I want to just ask around the room. Look, I have accepted he will be a part of this team.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know that I need more Javi than playing it short. Like, the idea that you would try him at other positions when he can't even play shortstop at an above-average level, I think by the time he got hurt last year, he was a -8 defensive run saved. What exact? Now, again, face of franchise Matt Vierling. He's hurt. He'll be out to start the year. The Parker Meadows thing doesn't play into this. Javi doesn't play the outfield. But, Rico, more Javi?
Yes.
More Javi.
I think you're missing the point.
Yeah, what is the point?
I think the point is he's going to be on the roster, 25-man roster. And here's the new way to justify it. He'll become
versatile.
The Brandon Inge type where you can put him anywhere, and therefore it'll be Javi chaos.
Well, he's got the hitting 220 part down.
I'm just saying, it'll be Javi chaos. You could put him at third. You could put him at short.
Javi chaos.
You could put him wherever. He's the glue. The team loves him. He's the locker room person. Mm-hmm. He's in the clubhouse. They love him. So this is to keep him around, because now if you just say you got to play short, well, you can. But wait. He could also play third. Oh, we get a little 2-for-1 with him? Mm. Okay, so between that and maybe a little DH, like, you can move him all around. Javi chaos. You're not getting rid of him, so you know what you basically did is you put him in the kitchen and you changed the menu a little bit and says, and now here's Javi with fries.
Am I wrong that this upsets me? Like, I was in acceptance phase, but then the Tigers had to go, okay, let's push the limit even more. I mean, Kenny, David, Javi now multi-position, maybe seeing him at third some days. I thought the Tigers valued defense. I thought the Tigers cared about positional flexibility that was real. Now, it's bad enough you have Javi and Gleyber Torres as the middle of your infield. But, Kenny, how about the idea of a guy who's never played third base on a regular basis, not in the last 5, 6, 7 years, Javi at third?
And people want to tout his defensive metrics. His defensive metrics aren't as good as people think they are. Now you're moving him to third. I don't get it. You're not wrong to be upset by it, because I think once you've settled in and said, all right, he's going to be your shortstop. That's our new reality. I've accepted this. And now they're giving you more than the only cure is more Javi.
Right.
No.
Right. They looked in the storeroom and said, oh, we got a surplus Javi. We got to get this out. Let's repackage this deal. Guys, you can still be in acceptance phase and just know that he was always going to play. And now we're going to try to find different places
to play him more. To play him more. That's what I'm reading out of this. Now, if you want to say, hold on, you bearded bleephole, it's spring training, now's the time to try stuff, you might be right. But take a listen to what AJ said to the morning show today. He didn't have to make a big deal out of it. He broke the news about Javi. Because Costa asked him, is he your everyday shortstop? Now, do we have the part before AJ's phone goes underwater? Okay.
We do, yes.
Take a listen to this. Okay.
But if you were already accepting, Mike.
No, don't. This is different. Come on, man. That's not fair.
I'm just saying, Mike, is it that big of a difference that now they're going to find, you know, it's going to be whack a Javi. You don't know where he's going to pop.
Yeah, but that's the problem.
It is a problem because this is what I'll say. It wasn't, oh my gosh, I want Bregman so bad because he's so great. It was, I want him so bad because I don't want this. What we're getting now. If we would have gotten Bregman, we would have known we had that there. And they wouldn't be trying Javi out at third base. We would have our bat, and they wouldn't be trying to force Javi down our throat.
Yes, David.
That's what I don't want.
I agree with you. It looks like, feels like, seems like, sounds like somebody is saying, we got to justify Javi because we're keeping him on the team. We're going to pay him. So let's just run this up the flagpole.
Let's see if this hurt us at multiple spots.
Or,
that's the ticket.
Or maybe we're just not using him correctly.
Now listen, you guys can do whatever you want to do. It's actually quite nice out. It feels like fall. The sun's out. It's a nice day. There's no yelling. Now, if you want to talk about Cheetos that look like George Bush, that's fine. I'm going a different route. Javi Baez is now maybe going to moonlight at multiple spots, which means more Javi.
You may have stumbled upon this. Cheetos that look like George.
I don't know what it was. Doug and Scott were doing like a Cheeto that looked like Jesus or something, and I said, David, this might be up your alley. I don't know. All I know is Javi Baez is playing third base now. Now, if you want to tell me, all right, they'll never dare do it in the regular season, that's fine, but here's the problem. We also believe they never dare would keep him on this team. That they would never dare make him the everyday shortstop. Yes, Kenneth.
How about a Cheeto that looks like a functioning third baseman? Can you get one of those?
I don't... Yeah, his name's Nolan Arenado.
Here's the thing. Yeah, I do believe that, like I said, it looks like and seems like they're going to justify having him on this roster. Let's find a place for him where maybe this is going to sound bad because you can't. You can't do it on the diamond, but maybe someplace where we can kind of hide him, but
you
still
can't
use
hide him at the hot corner.
I understand.
You can't hide him at third or short.
You can't
hide
him anywhere.
That's not how it works. You might be able to hide him at second. The problem is you brought in a corpse at second base. Gleyber can help you offensively, but he's not a good second baseman. I thought this team cared about these things. That's why Parker Meadows has such value, because of his defensive metrics.
But if they cared about these things, Javi would have been shipped off with a check saying thank you for your services a while ago. But we bought him. We're going to use him. We're going to figure out a way. I don't agree with this, please.
No, it sounds like you do.
I don't.
Are you a ticket rep for the 1901 Society?
I'm in the
Are you like an incel agent?
Bro, I'm in the 1968 club. All right.
I'll throw the number out.
No, Mike, here's the thing. It's part of the acceptance. Like, you're going to do this regardless of whether I like it or not.
I know that.
So, sure.
But I showed fairness.
Add raisins to the potato salad. Whatever.
Is that
it's
a thing?
Still bad. No, it's not a thing.
Okay.
I'm saying...
I didn't know if we had like cultural differences where you were throwing raisins in potato salad.
No, I'm saying the potato salad's already bad. And now you're just adding raisins to it. Sure. Can it get worse? No. Go ahead.
I just feel like these justifications don't really do it for me.
They don't, but it's what they're going to do.
Look at what this poor fan base is now. Look at this. Look at this. Your team made the playoffs. You're starting a dead body at third. Cheetos that look like Dwayne Johnson, 248. Look, simple, okay? Does this bother you? I can't do simpler radio. Do you believe there's a chance that we get Javi at short and third this year, which means more Javi? 248-539-9797. You do what you want to do. But I could not let that go. I almost crashed my vehicle this morning listening to AJ tell me he was starting at third today.
Wait, but then to say, well, you know, he was one of the original guys who were able to play all the positions.
Yeah, right. He's the original Ben Zobrist who plays six positions. Cut it out.
It's their justification, Mike. I don't agree with it.
Then stop justifying it.
I'm just seeing what this is what they're serving.
Sure. You know what? You sound like a team mouthpiece right now. And I know you don't believe it, but you're saying it in such a believable manner.
I got my seats in the 1385 club.
See, here's the problem.
1923?
It's 1901. Get it right.
I thought I was going to be out on the Dutton Ranch.
It's probably a better value than Spartan football season tickets where the prices went up. At least Comerica's a nice place.
I don't have season tickets.
You know what? Truer words have never been spoken. David, any ticket texts early, or are people still casting votes on Cheetos?
Javi doesn't play outfield yet. Someone else says, great clubhouse guy, didn't even show up to watch his team in the playoffs.
He was in Cooper Flagg's wheelchair.
Oh, that was amazing.
I thought he showed up for that.
They put him in the Paul Pierce, I gotta take a deuce wheelchair today. Did you see that?
I did. Well, that's why I was like, wait, is that legit or is that the Dwayne Wade wheelchair?
That felt like Paul Pierce against the Lakers. Go ahead.
Why can't Harvey DH and then bat ninth? WTF?
Listen, these are all great questions. I'll leave it over to Tiger spokesman Rico Beard. You don't believe it, but you make it so believable, it has me questioning whether you're moonlighting with the team now.
Sometimes you just have to think like they think.
I don't want to.
I don't want to either. I'm good. Okay. Third base, no.
You know what? Okay.
Like don't Kendrick, play me for the fool here.
Like Kendrick said, they not like us, okay?
You're putting him at the two most challenging positions, and he can't play his base position well.
Thank you. Kenny talked about his metrics defensively at shortstop. They're not even good. But move him to the hot. Move him there.
David,
move him to third.
I guess. And please, I don't, but... David, you have kids. You know good and well when they're trying to sell you something, and you're like, and they keep doubling down on selling you something. You're like, sure, okay. You know what they're trying to do.
And yeah, but the difference is David can't get rid of his kids, not legally at least.
I can't buy them out.
There should be something for parents to buy out their kids, put them in the free agent pool.
They can't get rid of me.
David has renounced the rights to his middle child.
His child's going into the portal.
Two-way contract.